Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Michelle Cobb is with me, and her theme is, take it away.
Memoirs, read by the author, but with the sub-theme of grief.
Okay, and yesterday we talked about Sloane Crossley's extraordinary memoir, and today who are we talking about?
Bits and Pieces, My Mother, My Brother, and Me, written and read by Whoopi Goldberg.
I love Whoopi Goldberg. I just think she is so funny. And
she is.
Yes, she's so funny. And a really, really good performer, too.
Yes, fantastic. And you forget, because she's not in movies in the same way, but I think back to, you know, things like Ghost and sort of her...
The Color Purple.
Oh, The Color Purple, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, I think of Ghost as being a Whoopi Goldberg movie.
Exactly, me too.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me about... Why is this in grief?
So this is about her loss of her mother and her brother, both of whom she was very close to, and both of whom have passed on. And it's warm. It's appropriately emotional. It's a very engaging listen. And she probably wrote it in the middle of the night because she's not one for sleeping much. I really enjoyed hearing her recollections, even of the difficult moments, because, for instance, her mother was sent away with a mental illness and was changed upon return. But it wasn't until years later that Whoopi comes to realize exactly what happened there and how it impacted her mother.
Now, she grew up in New York, correct?
Yes.
And that's a big part of her story, too.
Absolutely. And the memoir is kind of nonlinear and it jumps around a bit, but it sounds like it was just such a wonderful experience in her growing up. It wasn't like they had a ton of money and it wasn't like they didn't have challenges, but they've come to a wonderful acceptance of each other and reverence. And there's just all that joy really comes through in her reading. And on that level, it was truly one of the most natural sounding celebrity audiobooks I've ever had the pleasure of listening to.
Well, that's saying something, because you like your celebrity audiobooks.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell she was reading so much. It was more that she was talking, because they let her react. So you hear her laughing and just having responses in a way that you don't get in a lot of audiobooks. So I applaud whoever directed and produced it, because that made it so much more engaging. And it helps you, I think it would have been hard to read with your eyes because it's a bit nonlinear, but we're just listening to her story and being in those moments with her.
You're being entertained with her.
Yes, but you're also like understanding the lessons, and the way she shared them was really wonderful. So I felt like if you were not a fan of Whoopi Goldberg before, when you listen to this, you absolutely will be.
Okay, well, let's hear a little.
This is where she introduces her family and her background.
Okay, this is Bits and Pieces, My Mother, My Brother, and Me, written and read by Whoopi Goldberg.
I thought my mother was the most interesting, beautiful, funny, and wise person in the world, and Clyde was the coolest sibling anybody could possibly have. I felt that way as a kid, and it never changed. I knew I was lucky that my mom and Clyde allowed me to hang with them. It's not like they didn't want me around. They had bonded in this magical nucleus of two, which they then expanded to include me. The three of us lived in the Chelsea Projects at 26th Street and 10th Avenue in Manhattan, in a five-room apartment on the sixth floor of a 12-story brick building. There were nine other buildings that matched ours. We had about 2,400 close neighbors, lots of folks of every color, religion, language, and culture, all packed into a couple of city blocks. Apparently, we lived in the projects because we were poor, but I did not know that. When you're a little kid, you accept things the way they are. Nobody told me what poor meant because everyone around me is in the same situation.
Oh, I want more. Yes. I really want more. And talk about telling a story as opposed to reading a story.
Exactly.
Yeah. You feel like you're involved. I mean, and I think that's it. It's almost like a level of participation for the listener, right? I mean, you feel like you're actually involved in a conversation with somebody.
That's a great way to put it. And I feel very lucky because I actually got to interview her. We're doing a little video, so she'll talk a little bit about her perspective. So I think it'll be a great companion piece to listening to this as well.
Oh my goodness, that's fabulous. Okay, that's Bits and Pieces, My Mother, My Brother, and Me, written and read by Whoopi Goldberg. Thank you so much, Michelle. I will talk to you tomorrow.
I shall be here.
Okay. Behind the Mic is brought to you by Hachette Audio. And stop by audiophilemagazine.com, where you can find reviews for hundreds of audiobooks so you can make an informed listening choice. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.